Hello, Nina.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I am feeling so alive. The Holy Spirit flows through me.
All right, that is good news. Good to
Yeah.
hear. Good to hear, good to feel, good to perceive.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm great. I feel really good. I feel really happy. It was a wonderful weekend together in our prayer circle and celebrating my birthday with all of you. And yeah, I'm just really happy.
Nice. Yeah. What a gift.
Yeah, it is a gift. It's a gift to have community, to have this prayer, to be together in the sacred way. And yeah, brings us to this moment to revitalize with our community. And just looking here on our group and welcoming you all. So let's get started. Beautiful, faithful prayer warriors, inviting you to close your eyes and open your hearts and relax into this present moment time. Soften your gaze, soften your body, any angst that you might be carrying in your body, just to relax into this present moment time and recognize that there is nothing to do, nothing to fix. We are here to be. And in the beingness is where the opening happens to the divine. And so we bow our heads as we enter into this beingness and we open to enter into fellowship. And as we do that, we call upon our great creator and our grand holy mother. And in the presence where we are quiet, we begin to acknowledge the power of God, the love of our Creator, the faithfulness of the light, of the brilliance of the divine. And we ask Father and Mother that you can surround us, that you can infiltrate us, that somehow, no matter where we are in our consciousness, no matter where we are in our path, that we can feel your nearness. In quieting down even deeper, understanding that in the quietude there is God. And so we pray to open up the sanctions of this holy realm of your love. And we pray at the times where we have held on so tight, fighting what is, that we can let that go and soften, let go of the resistances, let go of all the efforting that is fighting against what is, and welcome in what is beyond what appears to be struggle, so that we truly can hear your voice and your guidance, so that we can walk forward hand in hand, making choices and actions with you installed within us, aligned within us. where the joy of our hearts open up even brighter, and where we can share this joy and this love with the world, understanding that it begins within. And so we pray for that, to find this joy now, to discover it, to foster it, to exercise those things in our life that will bring joy and passion alive. And in doing so, we can recognize that we are not separate from you, that we are not alone, that in the joy of our hearts, we can see your reflection in everything. And as we are praying for this and seeing this in ourselves, asking for this anointing and blessing to be strong in our lives. And asking at this time for that opening that is occurring, for the brightness of your divine love to be strengthened. And praying at this time to anchor this right here where we are standing, where we are sitting, that we can expand outwards and anchor downwards. And as we are doing that, seeing the love grow beyond the form, beyond any limitations, self-imposed limitations, that we can move beyond that. And recognize that there is no beginning and no ending, that we are eternal. We are sovereign. And we are one with all of creation. And may this illuminating force of love and light expand out to the world, to the oceans, to the sacred waters, bringing purification and love, bringing grace and melodies of sweetness, of uplifting grace. And this uplifting grace, that it can spread far and wide within our hearts, in touching upon the hearts of all of creation, understanding how powerful we are, that as we heal ourselves, we heal the world. And we are looking so deeply to heal others, not recognizing that we need to look within, to clear our minds, to let go, to refrain from our judgments, and to expand out and to allow the love to come out of us. Be generous with our love. And in doing that, how we can see the love of creation looking back upon us, getting more into right relationship with life, and continue to pray as we expand out to share this love with the world, with the sacred waters, with the children, taking this moment to even shine brighter and send this love and light in the area that may be our biggest struggles, that we have been afraid of, that we've been afraid of going towards, or that we've been carrying resentments towards, and just moving this love in that direction and seeing how love can heal, how love can create connection rather than separation. And recognizing miraculous grace in action. And bringing this love right back in within ourselves, in the areas that maybe we have been afraid where we have not had the courage to step forward into what we truly desire to do, to bring love in those areas. And we ask at this time, Father, Mother, to illuminate these walls, to help to dissolve them so that we can recognize that they are just illusions. They are these cages that we put up that perpetuate our fear of the unknown. And we let that go and we step into faith of the unknown, into the beautiful mystery of your sanctions. And at this time, we call upon the teachers and masters, the angels and archangels that work for the higher planes of attunement. And we ask that you sponsor this prayer, all these prayers that have been spoken, and for all of us that are listening, that they are sponsored by the higher planes of attunement, and that somehow we can grow in a deeper relationship with the angels that work for the higher planes of attunement, so that we can walk in beauty, so that we can be protected from deception, the deception of our own minds that brings in the falsity and brings in division, that we can let that go and stay vibrating higher in the love of God, in our hearts and in our minds, in our friendships, in our actions, in our imagination, understanding that our thoughts make a difference, that we are a living prayer, and that we are either blessing or cursing depending on our thoughts. And so at this time, we are praying to be more vigilant, to be more prayerful, aligned with blessings in the way that we think, in the way that we act, in the way that we proceed, in the way that we walk this earth, so that we can shine brighter, be more joyful, raise the vibration and the frequency on the planet, so that humanity can restore their hope, so that we can celebrate being alive, and so that it registers in our Mother Earth, as our Mother Earth is reflecting our inner world, that as we shift into peace, into love, into acceptance, that our Mother Earth would restore in harmony and in balance, and we can go forward in a beautiful way, in right relationship with each other and with God. And so before we close, we just say thank you. Thank you for our life today. Thank you for friendships. Thank you for the hardships that are teaching us these lessons. Thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you to the divine who is here and faithful, despite what we think, that we can let go of our pettiness and our smallness, and we can get quiet and soften and hear the voice of the divine and celebrate in the miraculous grace that we are not alone ever. So, as we celebrate and raise our awareness, our attunements, and our sanctions with the divine, we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. Thank you for this gift of life and this gift of prayer. And we say these prayers in your name. In the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Mateo.
Om Mater, thank you, Nina, for reminding us to open our hearts and relax, to recognize that there's nothing to do and only to be, to enter into fellowship and communion with our Holy Mother and Father and be surrounded and infiltrated with the divine to feel their nearness. So we can find joy in our lives and exercise those things that enhance our joy and our lives to be strong, bright, and open. So our own illumination and recognition of our divine sovereignty can ripple across the earth and be a force of healing, love, and awakening for all, and dissolve the illusions of separation and step into unity, togetherness, and righteousness within ourselves, and ushering in peace with God for all.
So beautiful. Thank you so much, Ian, for your amazing recapping of our prayer. So grateful for you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so grateful for you and this group and all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have any announcements tonight?
I do.
Okay.
Maybe some of us have been feeling some kind of peaking action as we approach the peak of the fire. This class will be August 13th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And during the peak of the fire, we work to meet the culmination of the light and the completion of this year's cycle with an upright stance where we claim the victory of the divine. This is a midpoint between the summer solstice and the fall equinox. The heat is intensifying both within and around us. And this class will invite us and help us to explore how to align ourselves in a healthy, grounded way amid this fiery peak. I know for myself, I need all the help I can get to stay aligned and upright. And this is one of those things that's very, very helpful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful one. On the calendar, it's like the time where everything gets intensified, and we have a choice. And just to have these kind of teachings and transmissions to help us stay not only on track and aligned with, the right path for the goodness of our soul and our hearts, but also to accelerate in our consciousness and raise in our awareness and attunement. So if anybody is feeling that call, join us on August 13th.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody, thank you for joining us. We are so grateful to pray together and we love you.
Yes, we do. And thank you, Nina, for just always keeping it going and providing an avenue for so many to have more ease in keeping their own thing going. Thank you. It's a real, true gift.
Right on. Thank you so much, Ian. And it's my pleasure. So thank you for that acknowledgement, and yeah, may we all go in peace.
Oh.
Aho.